The Bush administration is taking some heat for not pursuing efforts to break up Microsoft. The Justice Department announced yesterday it's still seeking antitrust penalties against the software giant, but is dropping efforts to split the company. The government says this move will make it easier to pursue a more realistic goal, limiting Microsoft's power in the software industry through other measures. Some Microsoft critics are skeptical and say the software company will wriggle out of any penalty short of a breakup. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Some Microsoft watchers said all along the company planned to wait for a Republican administration to come in and back off of efforts to break up the company. The Justice Department denies that's what's going on, and some antitrust officials agree the administration is making a legal, not a political decision. William Baer was head of antitrust at the Federal Trade Commission under President Clinton.
I think they quite realistically determined that they weren't going to be able to get structural relief, and that they were better off simplifying the case, focusing on the remedies the Court of Appeals said they could legitimately ask for, and trying to get those in place as quickly as possible. So I see this as a decision on the merits.
The prospect of structural relief, a breakup, suffered a big setback in June. That's when a federal appeals court threw out the breakup order granted by a lower court over a year ago. That let loose an avalanche of legal proceedings that threatened to go on and on. The company is already asking the Supreme Court to throw out all decisions by the original judge accusing him of bias against Microsoft. Howard University law professor Andrew Gavel says the government realized the breakup proposal had become an obstacle.
So by abandoning it, I think they do shorten the timeline and get everybody focused on finally sitting down and perhaps even negotiating a resolution that can be implemented in a relatively short period of time.
That resolution could come in the form of a settlement or in the form of a court order. The appeals court did affirm that Microsoft is a monopoly and had engaged in illegal activity. Hearings are set for later this month on just what sort of remedies are needed to put Microsoft on some sort of leash. How short should that leash be? Some Microsoft competitors say the Justice Department has to demand restrictions on Microsoft's newest product, Windows XP. This latest version of the Windows operating system is due out in October. It's loaded with new features that some fear will expand Microsoft's power. Former independent counsel Kenneth Starr now consults for an anti-Microsoft group called ProComp. He agrees the government must fight Microsoft's efforts to insulate Windows XP.
Yes, I think it would be quite wrong if there was a sealing off or cordoning off of Windows XP as something that the court shouldn't look at all. That would be quite odd and artificial.
Microsoft has been struggling to get Windows XP out the door before any restrictions can be imposed. The Justice Department says it will not try to stop shipment. The government could ask the court to act after the first XP-loaded computers have left the factory. But some of the most rabid Microsoft critics say these efforts are hopeless. Ed Black, president of the Computer and Communications Industry Association, says nothing short of a breakup will work. He says Microsoft has already shown it doesn't want to play by anyone's rules.
In an ideal world, I can come up with conduct remedies, behavior remedies, which, if they're followed in good faith, will make a huge difference. The problem is, how do you come up with them that when a company doesn't want to follow them?
Whether or not Microsoft follows the rules, the company faces ongoing scrutiny. Any restrictions on Microsoft's conduct will require years of supervision. And then there's the investigation by the European Union. The EU is investigating company efforts to dominate the software market for big central computers known as servers, something the Justice Department has yet to look at. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.